This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. In 1999, a little community radio station from the Lower Keys won an Edward R. Murrow Award, one of the highest honors in broadcasting. It was for their continuing coverage during Hurricane George, a Category 2 storm that pummeled the Keys in 1998. That effort turned out to be a warm-up act for Hurricane Irma. During a normal week on US One Radio, you hear the mayor of Key West talking about the city's new amphitheater, or the sheriff addressing a wave of people stealing boat gear. On one show, people offer mini fridges for sale. Sometimes it's Bob Seger or the Eagles. In the days after Hurricane Irma crossed the lower Florida Keys, almost all forms of communication were knocked out. Power, cell phones, and the internet gone. But a few voices were still going across the air, heard by anyone in the area with a battery-powered radio.
They're actually part of the national response team. He said right now their focus is on search and recovery. Right now,
WWUS is a small radio station on Sugarloaf Key. The transmitting tower is 7 miles up the road on Ramrod Key. Irma's eye traveled right between those locations. It was a monster Category 4 hurricane with 130-mile-an-hour winds. With a generator at the studio and another at the tower, the radio station was on the air to provide a voice and pretty soon information that people vitally needed.
The road can physically be passed.
The road is open. We have had people come through. Essential.
Harry Appel and his fiancée, Jennifer DeMaria, spent the storm at the refuge at Sugarloaf School. Afterwards, they were basically camping in the room of a house on Long Beach Road, and they were listening to the coverage on US One Radio, led by Bill Becker, the station's news director since 1980.
If it wasn't for him, I think we would have completely lost it, all of us, because he's been the calm of the storm here, and we literally sleep with the radio between us on, just to hear civilization.
There are no cell phones, no electricity, no internet, no television, no water, no anything.
On Tuesday, 2 days after Irma, US One Radio was still the primary form of communication in the Keys. The doors and windows of the studio and offices were open, with a generator chugging along below. Years ago, they named it Zippy the Generator. Everyone was hot and sweaty and energized about providing a badly needed communications link for the Keys.
It's amazing that a 100-year-old technology like broadcast radio is now becoming the main source of information for people who so rely on their digital equipment and their devices.
On battery-powered radios and cars, people from Key West to Isla Mirada tuned in. People like the sheriff and the Key West mayor started driving to the station so they could talk to the public.
Energy. Julio Tirado joins us here in the studio. Julio, what's a good word here?
Good morning. Well, we have some good news to report.
Others who made it through the storm also stopped by. Some with information, pleas for help. Cookies, coffee, fuel for the generator.
But we got the fellow who's brought us some coffee. Rich.
Tom Phillips rode out the storm on Sugarloaf's Oceanside.
You're the only guys keeping us alive down here, to be honest with you, because no one's seeing what truly is happening here.
US One Radio is part of Florida Keys Media, one of 8 stations.
They're a mom and pop, me and my wife ownership.
Bob Holliday lives in Monroe, Louisiana, and he's been a radio broadcaster through storms in the Florida Panhandle and the Mississippi coast. Irma gave him plenty of notice, so he flew in on Thursday before the storm with an audio engineer.
You get in early, get yourself ready, then wait, and then you have the aftermath, which can be nothing if you get missed. It can be a catastrophe, which is what has happened here.
We had people come here with a medical emergency.
The hospitals were closed. And even if you had a working phone line, there was no 911. Bill Becker says people started putting out calls for help on the air.
They came here and said, my mom is here, she needs help. We had paramedics here within a few minutes. On their own, volunteers, just come in here and help her.
The radio station provided information, like where to find food and water, when the water service would be turned on and off, how various places fared during the storm, and help finding lost pets. Once their landline was working, they let people use it to contact their families and let them know they were alive. People from the mainland and up the Keys started calling in.
And you can take a shower. Hello, you're on US One Radio. Who have we got here?
Hey, it's Polly Rothstein. How are you?
Polly, how are you?
I'm good. Bill,
the station never went off the air, but there was one moment in the middle of the storm when it came close. Rick Lopez is the general manager for Florida Keys Media.
I was just standing outside, and I hear this huge pop. It's like this explosion.
That noise he heard was the railing that runs along the balcony outside the studio in an elevated building. Tied to that railing was the station's STL. That stands for Studio Transmitter Link. It's the equipment that was sending the signal from the studio on Sugarloaf to the tower on Ramrod.
All of this was going forward and about to fall over, so I ran down here and grabbed it and was holding on for dear life at the time, because this is our only link to our tower there up in Ramrod, because if we lose this, we're off the air and we're done and we're not broadcasting even today.
Lopez was an outfielder for the Key West Conks baseball team in high school, but that move during Hurricane Irma...
Best catch of my Conk career, right there.
Holiday and the engineer came up to help and tied off the railing. It held for the rest of the storm. It's almost 2 weeks later now, and US One Radio is still giving out information about recovering from Irma. They're also back to playing music.
104.1 US One Radio.
From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.